I'll wait until you're all hooked up. To be plugged in, who's got that? I'll put it around that way. Thanks. Okay. Welcome back, everybody. Hope you've had fun. Right. This is our conceptual design meeting. I think we're slightly ahead of ourselves from the last meeting.
I think.
This is where we talk about properties, materials, user interface, and trend watching. So I think we've touched on a few things to do with that already, but we'll just go over it. The minutes from last time, we had a couple of changes in our plans in that we couldn't use teletext, it wasn't going to be a control for everything. And that we had to incorporate the image of the company into it somehow. We have decided on leaving out the voice recognition. We've decided on there being a flip design and a different shape from what's normal. We were thinking a shell, but something along those lines, just a different shape from what's normal. You were going to look into the rechargeable batteries.
Yep.
And we were going to think about the port and an alarm for getting it lost,
yeah,
things like that. And our market was going to be young business kind of range. Okay, so should we start with the first presentation? Yes, if you feel. It's okay.
We've decided on the most important aspect required in a remote control device, and we'll come to that later. So that's one of the first things we did. Also, with our company being forerunners in bringing fashion into technology, we also looked at a fashion update using our consultants on fashion design in Barcelona. So the general findings from that was that in market trends, the most important aspects for remote controls were people want a fancy look and feel.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. Let's start from the inside and work our way out. Yes, thank you. Hate those little things, especially if you do them on too tight and you can't get the leverage on them to undo them.
This is the chip called the TA11835, which is what's used in pretty much every remote control because it sends out standard signals based on your input, and it's pretty much used for all TV remotes at the moment. And then we're looking into battery options. There's actually no rechargeable option available, so I saw the standard AA and AAA, which we thought were a bit too bulky. And then dynamo charging, I thought that might be a bit silly.
Can you explain that?
It's basically like a wind-up radio.
Right, okay.
You wind up your remote control before you use it.
How long can you get out of that? I mean, can you pick it up and then wind it for 2 minutes and then that's it for the night, or...?
Most people have the light on in the room anyway, so they could get...
That doesn't count now, does it? I thought it was UV.
Yeah.
Like, any...
Regarding the sizes, which one you think will be like, because we have to take into consideration size also. So maybe standard AAA might take lesser space, and Dynamo might take more space.
Yeah, it would. The Dynamo would take more space because you'd actually need a physical...
I'm pretty sure that solar is from the sun.
Yeah.
I don't think it counts electric lights now. But, I mean, not many... You don't want to limit your market. I mean, people who live in basement flats, there's not that many people. But there are people.
Yeah, and most people also watch TV in the night anyway.
But then it would be charging through the day. I think the point is that it charges through the day. And then you've got it charged for the evening.
I think the next one's the best.
Okay.
The kinetic charging, which is like you get it in wristwatches.
Yeah, I've seen.
You don't even notice it. I mean, the amount of probably moving around you'd be doing all the time would charge it up. I don't think you'd ever need to actually physically start shaking it up to make it work.
Are this like what is the life of the kinetic battery? If it runs for a long time.
Yeah, it's. It charges. platform. It's a smaller cell which it charges into. And the size of a watch battery, because they use them quite frequently, a watch, and that would last for, well, I'm not entirely sure how long it would last, but I've never seen one run out.
But then if you think about a watch, it's on your wrist, so it's on your whole body, it's on your body the whole time. So you're walking around, you're doing things. It is moving a lot of the time. If you're, I mean, you switch the TV on, then you put it on the side, then you pick it up to change it, and then you put it on the side. Is it really going to be enough?
I think it is, because if you think about it, the watch, although it's only a tiny amount, it's always moving for the whole day, and they don't run out overnight when you leave them on the side.
Okay.
And for the same reason, you're only using it for an incredibly short amount of time just to send a signal, and then you're finished with it.
So it's not the
But it's
draw on it isn't.
no, I don't think the
Okay.
draw. Yeah,
Like a dual kind of.
you could have a dual power thing, but the thing with the solar cells is you would need to put them on the case, and they, because if you like on a calculator, they're quite big, and they all look identical.
Expensive as well.
Very
What kind of
expensive.
price are we looking at for? I presume the normal batteries are the
Yeah,
cheapest.
the normal batteries would be the cheapest. I presume then it would actually be the solar charging ones. But the it's in I think they're not very resistant to dropping. Because if you charge
Solar.
stuff, yeah, if you have
Well, they're not designed.
the size you'd need to charge a remote, it wouldn't be that big. But I mean, if remotes always get thrown around and stuff, so I
Practical
think,
wise,
yeah,
okay.
practically. I mean, calculators you don't really throw around a lot, whereas remotes you do,
Do get a
particularly.
bit of wear, but don't calculators have a battery in them
Yeah,
as well?
they've got two things, but the batteries are smaller, I think.
And the question is like, sorry, which one would last the longest? Because we don't want customers to be like, you know, charging like a mobile phone every day. Or you would want to like, so
Yeah, so
we
the
just look at the life also.
yeah the this if you had something dual using the standard batteries and the solar charging, I don't think you'd I think the it would well, you know how long the standard double A's would last in or the
Just
triple A's
detract
would last.
from the attractiveness of the whole feature
Yeah,
and just put
I
that
think it
layer
would,
over
yeah.
the top. Okay, can we add in an attachment to clothing feature? Can we think about that? Because if we're doing the kinetic thing
Yeah,
and
we do some hard
it's
reflection like this before we add it in because I
we'll
don't
add it
think
in
it
to
would
think
work with
about
the guys.
because where am I? If it is the kinetic thing and it is small and it is portable and it is a different shape and the kinetic is something people don't do, kind of we're doing something original and different. But if you wore it, if it's something you could just clip on your pocket, then you would have that less, you wouldn't lose it
Yeah.
so much. But then maybe that's looking at someone who's just sitting on their own rather than the eternal battle for control of the controls.
It's not something that's come up in any of our focus groups in the market research that we've been
No.
doing when we've been looking for
Okay.
things to go into the quote. It's
Okay.
something to put on the side to think about it.
Okay, right.
Okay, well, I'll move on.
Mm-hmm.
My second part of my findings. The most current remotes use this silicon PCB board, which printed circuit board, which basically has these contacts that are really close together, and then when you press down on the rubber button, it'll connect the circuit, and each switch is connected to different legs on the chip, and so sends a different message. And that then gets translated by the chip into a code, and then it's fired out of this LED and a sequence of on and off bursts.
What kind of things do we have to consider there? Can we, what kind of size, does it come in varying sizes or is it just one size and we would have to fit the design of?
They can be as big or as small as you want them to be, because you can print circuit board like that. That it's simply spaced like that, so you can have fit the size of the nine buttons in. If you see how thin the tracks are, you could put them virtually right next to each other and have a much smaller switch on each one
Okay.
if you wanted to. But there is an option to do it like that, or you could have some sort of array of switches, which I'll speak about in the next bit.
Okay.
So that, and then to, yeah, so to conserve battery life and make sure be in a standby mode while not being used. Now, what I was thinking about that was, because sometimes when you have these things, they've got little lights on behind the buttons, so you can see what all the buttons are, like on a mobile phone, you do it more often than on a TV remote. But you could have lights behind the buttons, and after like 5 or 10 seconds of not being used, I'd have that turned off if we decided to go for buttons that could light up. The case material, I've been sent what the factory can actually give us. There's the plastic, which I think we were going to go for anyway. It's the main case housing, and the main problems with the, well, you could go for wood, but I think it would be a bit impractical. Titanium, very expensive. Just the process which to make it is expensive. And rubber, well, you're saying that people like this spongy feel this year, so perhaps something made of rubber, but I was thinking more of the buttons, because the buttons which they've said that they've put across are what is used in some stressful manufacture, and it's meant to be anti-RSI. I'm not sure how that would work, because surely your fingers would still be moving over the short distances, but that's what they said. The problem with the casing is that there's quite a few design restrictions that they've got on the shape of the case. If you go for titanium, they can only do a standard box shape, whereas if you come to plastic, they can be a little more. They can do sort of curved shapes, but whether or not, because we'd have it in two separate units. So it's like a flip
Hinged,
phone.
yeah.
Yeah, and second question is like mobile, you can change the color,
Yeah.
color skin or whatever. So in this case, if you're looking at like a customer can change the color like from green, parrot green to chili red or something like that.
Yeah.
So is that feature available in like titanium or it's like only specific to plastic?
Yeah, in titanium, I don't think it'll be available at all, really. Well, you could make it available in the titanium. It's just it would be so expensive to buy a new case for it, because of the expense of how much titanium is. It's light and strong, but I think it should be left for aircraft design rather than
It does
for a
mark
remote.
quite an image. If you want it forward, but hold up on the scale, which is titanium, it does mark very easily
Yeah.
on the case. I'm just wondering, if we make the basic mold out of plastic but add like a rubber coloring
Rubber,
over
yeah.
that would give the spongy feel, that also allows us to kind of have different
And you
fascia.
can peel them off, yeah.
So instead of the fascia that comes off being plastic, the fascia that comes off would be the rubber.
Yeah.
Like those pens that you get with a grip
Yeah.
that
That
you can
could be
pull
quite
that
comfortable.
off. Okay.
Would be comfortable to hold on.
Very cheap way of changing the look of it, because people can just buy a new one
Yeah.
instead.
Well, that's been really popular with mobile phones, so I don't see why not.
Also, the
Okay.
just going back to the interface designs with the buttons, we were planning to do some sort of touch screen. Now, what I was saying before about instead of having, you could have just a bare PCB circuit board, and I'm sure you could probably get it in different colours, and so just by touching it with your thing that would make the connection over if you have them close enough. That would be one option. The second option, they offer rubber buttons, but I thought that an LCD type of screen, because one, they're incredibly thin and don't take up much space. Two, you can have them in a sort of array, and you could arrange the buttons on the screen in a sort of set thing, and you could have them like a touch.
So that is the last part. What do you say? I didn't get the meaning of it completely.
On the LCD screen, you could fit it. The problem with it basically is that it's flat, and so you can't do lots of curved things with it. But you wouldn't have, with the LCD, you'd have the wires coming off. You wouldn't have that with the LCD. You'd only have that with the printed circuit board.
Oh, it would be flat inside.
You could have a flat screen inside. Yeah. But I'm just wondering whether we want an LCD screen inside. It wouldn't be like full colour. It would just be black and white. But there'd be touch buttons. So you wouldn't be pressing down. Or we could have rubber buttons, which are made of this material, which is anti-RSI.
I think it would be good to have a contrast between, if the whole thing is going to be this rubber thing, it would be good to open it up and see something quite fancy looking inside. Now, how would you distinguish, if you had it bare, how would you distinguish where you had to press? I mean...
Sort of
like one of the palm pop thing.
I think they could get a bit easily lost.
It would have to be attached.
A person who switches channels very often or does use a particular function very often, he'll find it very irritating to use early, you know?
Yeah.
And he might spoil the touchpad very fast compared to a button, like.
Yeah.
If you keep punching with a pointer or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about that. So if you finish here, and we'll come back to that.
Yeah, that's
you. Right, okay.
Regarding the circuit, since we are having a flip top, we can customize the two circuits for different type of buttons. Like we are keeping the standard buttons on the top, and the more complex buttons on this thing, so we can divide the circuit like that.
Yeah, that would be fairly simple. I mean, you'd actually have two separate, you'd have two separate circuit boards, but they'd be joined by wires or like some cabling between them, because in the actual flip, some linking.
If we flip open, and you know how you've got some mirrors in nightclubs that are mirrors when you turn to them, when you turn it in, it gives like an advertising display. Have you seen those?
No. We're marketing to guys as much as we are to women. Well, it's a remote control. You were sitting watching TV.
Yeah.
Are you going to want to sort of open it and say, oh, shit, I should go and have a shower and do my hair before I put the TV? Yeah, no. No. Okay. Okay.
To share something which I did here. First thing is basically on design, we just took the input from the previous meeting, especially from the marketing and industrial design, to check on the customer needs and feasibility. Second is we check into competitors. The picture here shows what are the standard models offered by competitors here. So you generally see there's not much of variety.
Mm.
Like marketing team said, people need trendy, they are bored of black and white. So you generally see rectangular shape, No particular remote is standard. Like some people have here, you see this? This is on I found it with only common feature is the channel control and the volume control. Whereas other buttons, they are in a very disorganized and they are not consistent with other models and all.
Okay.
Okay, and second, as already discussed with William, we are going to have maybe a GUI interface in the middle of the flip top.
Which means
Graphic user interface, basically, which is what we do in computer, have
yeah.
icons or touchpad or whatever, which
If
is
you yeah, if you have like buttons that appear on the screen in this LCD screen.
like you have on icons or something you have is a good example of GUI, graphic user
Yeah.
interface.
Okay.
So basically, a person need not point or click or press any particular device, he just has to click on that particular icon.
Okay.
And on the top, repetitive buttons which are like volume or channel changing and all could be on the pointing device. That means user button. So he need not use a pointer to keep changing the channel if a person is frequent surfer. So we are having a combination of both. So on the simpler board on the top, we have this button, rubber buttons, to keep interchanging the channels.
Can we swap that round so the ones that we use all the time are on the bottom part? Because if you're thinking about holding it, you would be using your thumbs to press, just like a mobile phone.
Yeah.
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 That's what I was just
Yeah.
saying.
Then you
And
can
then
hold it
have
like that.
the LCD at the top and then be able to touch that for the other
Any
controls.
anything to
So
go.
have the volume and the program, things like that
On the lower
on the lower
Oh,
side.
perfect.
Okay.
So the findings are too many cluttered buttons. Repetition of certain patterns which I already explained, example the volume and channel control buttons. All are confusing and inconsistent. Okay, we had a latest finding of voice recognition. There was a mail which mentioned that our division has developed a new speech recognition feature. We have to check into the financial feasibility whether we can incorporate this at a low cost. But for like we had response from the customers that they would like to have the feature of finding.
Yeah.
Okay. So it could be like, where is the remote? And the remote answers, I am here.
Yeah.
Some kind of thing, or it gives a blip sound or some kind of sound. And if this can be incorporated, this will be more, you can say trendy also, and technologically innovative also.
Yeah.
So we can check into the financial feasibility of incorporating this. My personal preferences would be like, as already highlighted by marketing department, they want something to do with fruit. So I wouldn't say the design should be like a fruit. But yeah, we can take inspiration from fruit colors, like the vibrant colors, a red chili,
Yeah.
tomato red or whatever. And second thing is certain standard buttons we should have. Like for example, if you see the previous slide,
Well, yeah.
I think most of the users would now be well acquainted with this central pattern here.
Yeah.
So we will not change that particular pattern because this is the most consistent thing in all remote controls.
I can't see that. Is that play and stop and things?
This is the central one, the one
Oh, is that
the
volume
yeah,
and
volume and
channel?
channel. So keep that standardized because that's the most common feature across all models. If you look at all the models, it's here. Voice recognition.
Okay. Right. Okay. I'm not sure how long we've got left, but we need to make a decision about the things we've discussed. So we agree on. Do we agree on the battery? Yeah. That means that there's no function for the port, you know, that it sits in, then pressing the button, then having. So we could incorporate voice recognition for the
Yeah, I think
finding it.
maybe
It's a b it's like a g it's a gadget. It's a
Yeah.
selling point.
It's quite a cool feature to have, and also if they've got these parts already in stock, then it won't be cheap to remanufacture. It will be cheap, sorry, to remanufacture. So do you reckon that's a good idea about where's the remote I'm here from? I think that would be quite fun.
I think the only pitfall that we would have would be how much it's going to cost.
Yeah.
If that means we have to cut down somewhere else. But I think pretty much we've used cheap,
yeah,
relatively cheap and simple things.
Yeah.
The LCD's not cheap.
Well, it's not as expensive as it would be if it was full colour, because if you've just got black and white one, I mean they're using the calculators.
Yeah, okay. And you could, yeah. Okay. Do you want like a backup?
No, the kinetic ones come with a sort of watch, a battery that goes with the watch. So it's a lot smaller.
Okay, so we've got the battery. The inside components is pretty standardized across the board, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there's not really a decision to be made there. The buttons, what did you give us as our... The bareboard LCD or... On the top one, okay, you've got the touch.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
on the bottom we're gonna have the rubber ones, the anti RSI ones.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Okay, on the flip screen, the top one is gonna be the LCD and the bottom one is gonna be the rubber eyes
button.
No, it's fine. For the inside.
For the inside,
yeah.
Rubber as a padding or for the grips, something like to add to the design.
Mm-hmm.
The design is on a rubber casing for the plastic
shell. Oh, I think so. I think so.
It is just that all the rubber eyes are spongy. Apart from that, we're just going to go for sort of vegetable or fruit, a vegetable or fruit design or anything else.
No, I think we don't want to be tacky if we've got a kind of different shape anyway. The fact the material that we would be using would be cheap, so we could make it red, we could make it psychedelic, you know, we could make it black and white zebra stripes, but that's not really what we're focusing on. What we're focusing on is the, you know, yes, so we could just pick anything. Just different. It's just different from everything else. And I mean, I'm trying to imagine clean looking houses, sort of beige and black. So you either want something that goes with that, which is what's on the market anyway, or you want something that contrasts, as you know, like you get clocks now that are more of a talking point than an actual clock because they're so interesting. And and you would just have you would have so many different options that you could do. You could have a plain black one. You could have sparkly pink glittery ones for your little... And the ones that have rubbery spikes, you know, you could just go so far with it. Like a puffer fish, you could just, you could take it wherever. So I think that's quite a flexible thing. Yes.
It should be molded it with the design in such a way you can change it every time.
Yeah, yeah, with these rubberized, not the actual plastic outside case, just the rubber.
Yeah. Okay, we've got 5 minutes. Or that might have been up for a while.
Because that we have not addressed the issue of how to locate a remote control if it's lost. So,
yeah.
Or maybe like William was suggesting the last thing, some devices you put on keychains.
The whistle.
So we can financially voice recognition is not physical. We could go for a whistle.
Have you? Okay. Well, they do, but I think we can. You could. Well, it is. It is. I think you just address that with advertising. You associate the name with the individual product that it is. And that does the work for you. Obviously, it'll have a logo on it, just like everything. But everything else has a logo on it. The point is that it's got to stand out somehow differently. But I think it does without that, so I'm not worried about that. Depending on how... I mean, we've got this memo saying that it's something that the company's looking into, so... That seems to make sense, but if it turns out that it's hugely expensive, we'd have to cut down somewhere else, then it's worth thinking about. But I think we'll find out more about cost afterwards. Right, I'm going to wrap it up there. I got a end meeting now message. Yeah. So, so I think we've probably got, it says closing, we have 40 minutes. So I think we've probably got about that time before we come back. It's either that or we only had 40 minutes to discuss what we just discussed and don't know how long that took either. Is everyone happy? Okay.